This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. Lots of people commenting. If you're just tuning in, the topic has been police abuse and accountability of the police. One of our last callers was talking about how the police need to be held accountable for their actions. Of course, we have the tools now to do that in a way that has heretofore been impossible, and that has helped the situation to some extent. But they're still getting away with killing people, and they're still getting away with violence. They're still aggressing constantly against peaceful people because that's the law. I mean, the laws they're enforcing are bad laws, many of them. So I'm not talking about rape or murder or arson. Those laws are fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you might call malum prohibitum. That's the Latin phrase for prohibitions, things that are illegal because the legislature has declared it. And yeah, it's this enforcement of these laws over decades that has ruined people's lives, has put innocent, peaceful people behind bars, extracted tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars from people over a period of years, and has just really just destroyed people's peaceful lives. And that's what has resulted, in my opinion, besides just the murders that the police have been able to get away with. It's really the constant putting in prison of our loved ones who haven't hurt anybody else that I think really grinds at people over all the years. And that's why people are afraid when they see the police. They get an adrenaline rush when they get those lights get turned on behind them when they're on the roads, because these guys are dangerous and you don't know what they're going to do to you next. And if you don't think you have something to hide, as one of our other callers pointed out, you don't even know what you have to hide because you don't know everything that they've made illegal. These legislatures are outlawing all kinds of stuff that you're not aware of.
It's not just the police, just to point out. It's the legislatures, too. And it creates this synergy that has turned America into what some would call a police state. Now, I don't have a rebuttal for the claim that it's a police state, so I'm going to have to agree with them. But I'm interested in any rebuttals that anybody might have. But to point out that, look, you know, I mean, our whole society is designed around you being a criminal. There's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day. And the suggestion is that the average American is committing three felonies a day.
And they don't even know it, right?
Right. The people listening to me, every one of them is a criminal because there are just so many laws. Now, how can you hire a young man or young woman and tell them, look, everybody's breaking a law all the time. All you got to do is
figure out which one.
All you got to do is find out what it is, and that way we can get some money, or we can put them in jail, and then we'll get some funding for them. Whatever it is, it's this whole thing is designed for this very purpose. I mean, think about drunk driving for a second. You ever wonder why they used to have community bars neighborhood bars where people could walk to them? Well, I'm sure those were kind of noisy places, and I'm sure that the people right next door didn't really appreciate that, and they probably really thought it was great when the zoning laws drove those folks far away into the on the main streets and that kind of thing. But now people have to drive to get to the bars, and then why do bars have parking lots, for God's sake?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Jay on the line in Indianapolis, says he's a police officer listening to WIBC. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. I agree with a statement that Mark made earlier as to looking at other countries, that we should kind of reevaluate ourselves. And as a police officer of 17 years here, I've seen a very, very shortage of accountability amongst the police officers in this particular department. Hmm. I know that there are situations where we had a case that made national headlines of an officer that actually plowed into a group of people and actually killed a couple of people.
Oh, was that the cop that was drunk?
David Bazaar, correct.
Yeah, I remember
But what the public didn't know is that, and now it's public information, but what they didn't know is there were several officers that had reported this officer at previous incidents showing up to crime scenes drunk. And so, you know, when you have superiors that are telling the rookie officers, you know, well, don't say anything, I'll take care of this, or you see senior officers being demoted for speaking out, I think the accountability level is completely shot.
That is a real problem. That is pretty scary. I mean, Jay, are you concerned about even being heard calling this show? I mean, it seems like you might be at risk by even, you know, having your voice heard on the air here.
Well, I am, but at the same time, I feel that the truth should be said.
Thank you. We need more officers like you.
You don't hear too many people. You know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, well, you have some good cops out there. Me, myself, I would like to think that I am a good cop. Although, within the 17 years, especially early on, there were situations I did not say anything. I neglected to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know as a police officer that things like this, I've been in meetings where we are told to target certain areas and to target certain groups of people. Especially, you know, you think about, if your quota is low for the month and they tell you, well, you need to get 1,700 more tickets, you know, that alone tells you it's not a fair practice going on. You know, what is the chances that you'll find exactly 1,700 people to write a ticket for?
Apparently, they just know how many lawbreakers there are.
Well, that's like Mark said, you know, all you got to do is just figure out what to ticket them for. I mean, of course, you also know that if you ticket somebody, even if it's BS, they're probably just going to pay it to make it go away rather than actually challenge it in court.
Exactly. And there are several times that I know myself, I haven't showed up to court. I know other officers that haven't showed up. Tickets just get paid and everybody forget about it. You know, you made your quota. The fact that there are incentives for picking up warrants, I feel personally that is wrong.
What is the incentive? Hold on. Tell me a little more about that. What's the incentive for picking up somebody with a warrant for the officer?
$10.
So you're getting a bounty. You're getting like a bounty almost.
Exactly. And what that does is it does cause officers to do illegal practices, such as you make a traffic stop, and the only person that you legally have the right to question or ask for identification is the driver. But you have officers that will... Everybody in the car, they'll demand identification. And one of you guys said earlier about police officers putting themselves in situations that are harmful to themselves and then step back and say, I had to defend myself. Well, when you target people like that, you know, you automatically have a discontention amongst people because they know that you're illegally doing something to them.
Well, is it illegal to do that in Illinois or in Indiana? Because I think in most places it's not illegal to ask for ID. And, of course, you know as well as I do that an officer has a certain way of asking that sounds a lot like an order. Like, I'm going to have to ask you to give me your identification. Now, that's just an ask.
That is what I'm speaking of. There's a way... You know, people, when you know that the person does not know what you're doing, they don't know the legal terminology or the legal lingo. So therefore, you can ask in a way that will make a person feel that they're bound to have to do what you're telling them.
Right.
The issue with warrants, you know, I've seen several times. I see this all the time. You will have an arrest warrant for somebody. You'll go to somebody's house whom they've been at before, and you'll tell that person, I have a warrant. Well, you don't tell them I only have an arrest warrant. I don't have a search warrant to get access into this property.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's illegal. But when somebody don't know, you know what I mean? There's no accountability level.
You've got to be really, really legally savvy to look at an arrest warrant and realize that it does not describe the particular place and to be searched and all that other stuff.
That's a sneaky move. That's a new one. I never heard of that one.
Or, either.
Or when you show up with 10 officers and everybody's hollering, screaming with guns in their hands, nobody's actually caring what that paper you're waving around.
No, I don't care.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, yes, sir. Please take a look.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you know, I know in the drug and addiction field of this, you have there are practices being done all over the country where you'll have a confidential informant, the CI, will tell you about somebody. You only have a description of the vehicle and a street name. And you'll sit up with your buddies and, you know, you'll set up an area. Now, you have no legal reason to stop this car, but you're anticipating this person is going to make a buy or a drop for a person I just had called them. And so, therefore, we're only looking for the government name of this person to start building a case. Well, that's legal practice. But when you the way that this goes unheard of is because when you stop this car and you search this car and you find some drugs, and then you tell this person, you look over it as if you didn't find it. Well, all you really wanted was this person's real identification. That way you can start building a case against
Jay,
this person. That was
hold on, if you got
people who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live are offering on the audio on-demand listen lines. Now, you can call this number that I'm going to give you, anytime you want with any phone that can dial long distance. So keep in mind, if you pay for long distance, you'll be paying long distance on this. But most people these days, if you get a smartphone or a cell phone service, even a dumb phone, your contract probably is unlimited long distance. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't seen a non-unlimited long distance contract in a long time. So they're fairly common. So if you got unlimited long distance, then this is a really important number to have. It's 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. You can listen to Free Talk Live on demand. The latest episode is there for you at your fingertips. Also, close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM, including the Freedom Fiends, as well as the Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, and more. They're all available there. Plus, the LRN.FM live feed is available through 641-793-9660. And you can leave us a voicemail. So if you're listening to the episode and you weren't able to call in live, you can leave us your thoughts through this voicemail system. So whenever you're listening to the show, you just hit zero, and it'll allow you to leave a message, and that'll be distributed to us via email. So once again, that listen line phone number that you can punch into your phone is 641-793-9660. And another one of the benefits
is... You can just find it at listen.freetalklive.com.
Yep, I believe it's listed there. Another one of the benefits is that you're not actually spending your data. So if you're limited on the data that you can use on your smartphone, this will help you avoid using data. And so even people with dumb phones, you can actually listen to the show on this. 641-793-9660. We go back to Jay. He's a law enforcement officer in Indianapolis who, in my opinion, best call of the night so far. Jay, I appreciate you hanging on here. I know you've had a lot to share thus far about some of the corrupt tactics that you've seen used on a relatively frequent basis in your line of work as a law enforcement officer. Was there more you wanted to share? Because we kind of ran up against that break there, and I didn't want to cut you off.
Yes, thanks. And, sure. Just the biggest thing that I feel like that the only thing that will improve the situation between police officers and the community is a community-based department that will actually kind of almost like a kangaroo court that can hear rather than it going into a police officers dealing with police officers. I think if the community dealt with police officers, that would improve the relationship between police officers and the citizens of the community.
Well, generally, a kangaroo court is not a good thing. So I'm not sure what you.
Well, I'd have to look it up.
That.
Maybe it means something that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, maybe it does. But generally, it's not considered.
It's not usually considered a compliment.
Tell me a little more about what you're envisioning there, though.
What I'm meaning by that is if the community, when you have complaints against officers, if there was a board of community selected members that actually heard these complaints and could weigh in on these complaints.
Now, haven't they tried that in some places, and it usually ends up being either that the board is toothless and can't actually do anything to, punish the officers who've done wrong, or the board is actually, selected by the politically influential, and so therefore, the police chiefs and those people get their say in who gets to be on those boards. I mean, are there any examples of what you're talking about that have really been a success at holding police accountable?
I know years ago when I first started, there was six members of the community along with six law enforcement members, and they would hear situations that went on, complaints, and then they would come collectively with a decision. Well, that worked out so well for the community and against the police officers because generally most, and just being honest, most complaints are not just bottomless complaints. There are some serious legitimacy to the complaint. Most citizens will not continuously fall up with a false complaint. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, if you were finding so many officers at fault, and like one of you guys said earlier about the lawsuits, they did away with that citizen board and made it all police officers. Now you have a board where you hardly ever, to date in 10 years, I haven't seen a police officer found guilty of anything in this city.
What happened with that drunk guy? What happened with the drunk cop?
Well, in that situation, he did go to jail but that was a situation. How could you, when you plow into two people and your BAC level is three times the legal limit, okay. So if you use that situation for an example, I'll say this. In that situation, there were officers that took him to a restaurant, bought him food to sober up, kept him away from
the medical
center.
Before they tested him, right?
For 4.5 hours before he was even tested.
Yep, I remember.
Still three times?
And none of those officers were demoted. No. None of those officers that actually took him away from the scene, nothing happened.
Yeah.
The only thing happened was to the superior officers that were on the scene. So, I mean, that says it all right there.
So I don't think that your idea is a bad idea. I don't think it hurts to have some extra layer of accountability, especially with actual members of the community in it. I don't think that's a bad idea. But I think that ultimately what the best idea is that I think has been proposed, besides individuals, you know, recording the police regularly, getting the cops used to being recorded and held accountable at the grassroots level, I think that's also important because then that would give the board something to review viewpoint that's not questionable.
There are a lot of footage. One of you guys touched on this earlier. There's a lot of video footage that is slammed on the ground, tore up. There are a lot of phones that are never returned. And if these people don't have a backup, there's a lot of things that just go unfounded.
Well, one of the things that I would recommend to anybody who's considering recording the police is get Cell 411. Go to getcell411.com, download Cell 411. It allows you to not only record but also live stream to a server. So if the cops, you know, some rogue cop grabs a phone and smashes it, well, every bit of data that's managed to leave the phone before it gets smashed is on that server, and that can be, you know, that can be accessed later on. So
it's the best technology can provide today.
It's one of the best tools. But ultimately what we need is a paradigm shift, Jay, where the police can no longer count on the taxpayer funding of the same amount or more every single year. If we actually had consensual taxes rather than forced taxes, if we had a voluntary tax situation where people could say, yeah, I'm not feeling like I want to pay the police for their full bill this year. I don't think they've done a good job, so I'm going to withhold 50% or 75% or 100%. If they couldn't guarantee that they were going to get the exact same amount of funding year after year because of the threat of taxation, because of the violence behind taxes, if they knew they would, you know, because that's how you hold somebody accountable. If you can cut off the funding, if individuals could say, nope, you know, rather than having to go out in the streets and protest and get angry, all you have to do is say, yeah, I'm just not going to fund you this year. Then I bet you they'd start changing their attitude real fast if they knew their paychecks depended on it. I want to encourage you, Jay, to, first of all, be safe out there, man. Thank you so much for calling Free Talk Live. I know you're putting yourself at risk by even having your voice heard on the radio talking about some of these things. And I appreciate the courage that is behind this, because many officers who may be thinking the same things that you're thinking, many of them don't have the courage to come out because they know they're going to get targeted. They know that targeting can hurt their career, maybe even hurt them physically or hurt their families, because these bad cops are bad to the core and they will do what it takes to protect their power.
May I say one more thing?
Sure, quick.
Man, I definitely agree with what you just said about the voluntary tax. Our next tax year coming up, we have a $1 billion criminal justice budget. $1 billion.
Wow.
And we have 11 schools closing due to no funding. So I totally agree. That is the best idea I've heard in 20 years.
Any more stories you want to share, keep us in mind. Call us back anytime you want. Jay, thanks for the call tonight, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, stay safe out there. We need more cops like him. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Mom immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free here. It's the live Saturday edition. We've got plenty of time. We'll get your calls and thoughts in here about whatever's on your mind. And it's a live Saturday show, but we also have a live Sunday show, and that's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to have a special guest to start the show. Normally, we don't do guests on Free Talk Live, but you got to be pretty special to get on the air. And Monero is pretty special. It's now the, I believe, number 5 most popular by market cap cryptocurrency on the planet at the moment. And it's earned it because Monero has been announced as the new currency that's being accepted at some of the darknet marketplaces like Alphabay and Oasis. I believe Alphabay just implemented it as of September 1st. And the price, once this announcement was made, Monero's a cryptocurrency. Once the announcement was made, it started shooting up. And within the last couple of weeks, the price of Monero has quadrupled.
Yeah.
Monero's different than Bitcoin. Many of these alternatives to Bitcoin are based on Bitcoin. Monero was actually designed to be the cryptocurrency that Bitcoin should have been from the beginning. It's the only cryptocurrency built from scratch to focus on privacy and anonymity. And Monero claims to be completely anonymous. Now, you can check their claim if you know your programming, because it's open source, of course. And they also claim to be untraceable with built-in mixing at the protocol level. Unlike Dash, which is another purportedly anonymous cryptocurrency, Monero does not use masternodes that can be controlled or hijacked by governments. It's fungible, and unlike Bitcoin, Monero cannot be blacklisted by exchanges. So if you want to learn more about Monero, Ricardo Spagni is the head developer. He's going to be joining us tomorrow, I believe, first hour of the show, Mark. We're going to start out with him.
That's right.
So if you got questions about Monero, you can talk to Ricardo. We're going to be talking with him. I'm kind of new to it. I mean, I knew it existed. It was just, to me, it was like, oh, here's another altcoin. Oh, boy.
You know, there's
another private altcoin. Yeah,
thousands of them out there, and I was skeptical, too.
Yeah. But this one is starting to show some real promise.
Yeah, I've got some questions, though.
Start your research at GetMonero.com. That's GetMonero. And it's pretty early on. It's still pretty early on in the Monero thing. It's only been around for 2 years compared to Bitcoin, which has been around for, you know, seven. So there's, you know, still some questions that need to be asked. And maybe you've got some, you probably have some better ones than we do, too. So hopefully you'll join us for the show live tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time over at FreeTalkLive.com. Meanwhile, go to GetMonero.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's bring Lawrence on. He's listening in New Mexico to Kiva. Lawrence, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to make like three quick minute points.
Yes.
Number one, I'm glad I talked to you guys because I never knew you guys even covered this kind of way thing about the police. Because every talk show that I ever be on or AM radio talk show, they never want to talk about the other side. The police department, they try to always say it's the citizen's fault. So I think you guys
are
covering this.
Well, those talk show hosts don't want to lose their connection with the police. Like, a lot of them will have, like, local hosts, for instance, a lot of them will have the police chief in to talk on the air. And, you know, if they say anything bad about the police, then all of a sudden they're, you know, they get cut off from any interview opportunities and press releases and all that. We don't give a flip about that here on Free Talk Live.
Police Chief and Keene wouldn't even shake your hand.
Well, that was the old police chief. The newer guy actually talks to me and treats me like a human being to some extent. Lawrence, yeah, I totally agree with you. The talk show industry, for the most part, are a bunch of brown nosers towards the cops, whereas we are actually, I'm an active cop blocker. I was on the streets of Keene on Thursday night giving people Know Your Rights information in the college neighborhood, trying to help people understand how to deal with the police because, you know, us regular folks, we got to deal with the cops. You know, you don't get the average people are dealing with the cops, and the cops are a constant threat. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, and the one of the main points I want to make, there are good officers. There are a lot of good officers. But the problem is the good officers know what the bad ones are doing and won't say nothing. And
that's
what the problem is. And that's what the problem is with the community is mad at, they're mad at the cover-up. You know, and my brother, he's a former police officer. We disagree with each other so much, but he won't say it on record, but he would tell you how many times that they had beat up people and they would laugh about it and stuff. So he said there's so much stuff going on that you don't know, but you can't fix the police on the block if you can't fix the top. So the top is just as corrupt as a police officer that's on the block. And
that's
with the
correct.
People community are, and with the community is mad at and they're frustrated about is the cover up. Not that there's so much mad at the officer. What is wrong with a minute? Okay. I made a mistake, but they won't mention that. And that's what the problem is.
Well, if they do say it, then they're liable for a lawsuit and those sorts of things. And that's why it just sort of, these things snowball.
Well, and he's right, too, that the corruption does rise to through the
ranks. I think it trickles down from the top, frankly.
Yeah.
I think that what you have at the top are police officers that were able to conduct business the way that they conducted business back 20 years ago. And they're still continuing to try to do that. And you can't. Every organization has to change with the times. Governments are traditionally the worst at doing that.
Good call, Lawrence.
And one last point I want to make to the one lady that was calling previously is that it is wrong to tear up your community, but when you are poor, and I just wish every race could change each other race for like 1 year so we can understand what each other have been through as growing up. If you don't have the law enforcement behind you, you don't have no money behind you, you got nothing behind you. The only thing you got to make sure you're showing that you are frustrated or you're tired of this is it's wrong to do it, but all they have is a charity community to say that they're tired of this and they're sick of this, but they don't have no money, they have no law to back them up, you know?
I get the anger. I really understand the anger. I know where it comes from. I get that, and I agree with you that it's wrong to do. If you're going to tear something up, go down to City Hall and tear the hell out of that. You know, tear the hell out of the police department, not the actual, like, Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, the Walgreens or whatever. They didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't recommend tearing anything up, but the problem is that nobody's listening otherwise.
Yeah.
It took, like, okay, there are lots of NFL players that don't have the guts to sit down during the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, most
Nobody
of them.
Cares what they think. Everybody cares about Colin Kaepernick. I never heard of this guy before, and I don't particularly think his opinions, the best I can tell, are that great. But we're talking about him because he took a stand. You got to do something to get people's attention, and if people refuse to pay attention, then the likelihood that the thing will be bigger each time gets higher.
Good call. Thanks, Lawrence. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ray. He's listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind tonight?
I got some specific suggestions on how to improve police in the United States.
All right. Let's hear it.
The first one is you need it. Each state and at the federal level also, you need a police force to police the police. In other words,
didn't they try that in communist Russia?
Yeah, but this is what you do. You need guys out there, seasoned investigators, because 90% of the contact police make is with car stops. Okay, mm-hmm. Going out here in undercover cars, doing infractions and being pulled over by the cops, but they don't know that it's somebody who's looking to see how they react, and keep these cops guessing. Also, you can set up houses where they have a warrant to go in, but it's not really. Investigators in there, you send out a warrant in the precinct, let them go in and see what they do. If they steal stuff, if they beat up people.
This
in
is
other
interesting.
Words, if you
so
have
talking,
a four,
yeah, you're talking about a secret shopper, essentially. You know, businesses will ask people to go in and pretend to be a customer and buy some things and then give their experience. So you're essentially talking about that with this the secondary police force.
The problem is it'll be so easy to catch these guys that it'll decimate the police department and make them look terrible. And that's why they will never do that to themselves.
They have internal investigations.
They have internal affairs, and they don't really do a good job of actually catching their own guys.
You cannot have the police force, internal affairs, police themselves, because they're going to go. The main problem with policing is the PDA, okay, the union.
They exercise
so much power over their peers. And the threat of them going on strike also...
You know what you ought to check out, Ray? Check out Cop Busters by Barry Cooper. It's spelled with a K, Cop Busters. And it's kind of what you're talking about, except it wasn't official by the police, where they busted cops. Thanks for the call.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We may have enough time to get you on the air with us if you dial in right now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online and anytime over at freetalklive.com. We got archives that go way back. For like a decade. By the way, happy 10 years, Mark. It was 10 years ago tonight that we left Florida. It was a Saturday. It was back when we didn't have a Sunday show.
It was the 6th, though.
But it was Labor Day weekend.
It's true.
So you don't do it on the exact
You're
day.
You're right. But we did.
Labor Day weekend floats.
Yeah, this was
so it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Yeah. Was our last night in Florida where we started the show down in Sarasota, Florida. We started the show in 2002. We moved here to New Hampshire as, at that time, part of the Free State Project in 2006. We wrapped up our air shift on, we wrapped up our show on Saturday night. We already had the truck, the moving truck packed.
Half loaded, yeah.
We loaded the rest of it the way and got in the truck and headed out and drove all day Sunday. Arrived here in Keene, New Hampshire that following Monday, late that Monday.
With the intention of going on the air.
We didn't get it, enough stuff unloaded and together to get on the air, so that one day we took off the air. We did not broadcast that Monday, and then we were live from Keene, New Hampshire the following that Tuesday. So this was our weekend. This is our 10-year anniversary of being here in New Hampshire, and it's been an awesome experience so far. I'm so grateful to have had it, to have had the opportunity to be in a place where there's so many liberty-minded people already, just as by virtue of being the Live Free or Die state. The people up here already have a pretty freedom-oriented mentality, and then to join with this movement, this migration of thousands of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists who've migrated here from all around the globe, from as far away as Russia, People have come here to make a new life for themselves and work
all over
towards
the world. Yeah,
yeah, and work towards more freedom. There are now thousands of people here because of these Liberty migrations, including the Shire Society, which we helped start back in 2010. It's now encouraging more people to move here. The Free State Project still moving thousands more liberty-minded people to New Hampshire, and we've been a part of it for a decade now. So it's been cool. So thanks for
indeed. I'd say that the thing that New Hampshire really excels at, so sure, it was rated as the freest state in the union by the Mercatus Center.
That's right. This year,
I'm pleased that they have regained that title. But I think that, you know, freedoms are what they appear to be, right? If you if you want to do snorkeling, perhaps New Hampshire isn't going to make you feel free. But we really have a liberty community. If you believe in the ideas of liberty and you believe in them so thoroughly that you're willing to take action, I think that places New Hampshire for you to be.
No doubt. If you want to learn more about why New Hampshire is the destination for people all around the globe who love liberty, then go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the hour-long documentary that I happen to have the opportunity to co-produce that is all about why this community that you're talking about here, Mark, is so awesome. And there's 101 really awesome reasons why New Hampshire is far and above the destination for people who are libertarians. We're building a real amazing thing here, and you can be a part of it. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, we got Dodger. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Dodger.
Hello, Ian and Mark. Hey. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
Roger, Dodger.
I'm using this new Bluetooth headset, so I just didn't know.
It sounds pretty good. Go ahead.
At either rate, first off, a couple months ago, I told you guys were talking about dates. I mentioned about my court date, and I wanted to give an update about that.
And what was the court date about?
It was about me flipping off an officer, and they charged me with a drunken disorderly.
Had you had anything to drink at that time?
Well, yes, but
okay.
Were you
on foot?
Yeah, and I was walking straight. I mean, but he never did any field tests or breathalyzer or anything like that. And okay. So,
well, you must be drunk if you're flipping off the cops.
Here's the thing: is all of a sudden this cop had a sudden interest in me. He knew the times that I went to the bus stop that I went to. By the way, the state of Michigan doesn't see me as a fit driver because I can't come up with $3,000 to pay them off.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened with the case?
Money.
Let's get the update.
I took the plea deal.
As so many do.
Well,
there's nothing wrong, Ian.
Well,
did you take the
first? Yeah, there is. All he did was flip a cop off. I mean, it's what was wrong was the cop was arresting him for expressing himself. That's freedom of speech.
It
those cases
speech.
Have been won time and time again. So it's really unfortunate to hear that.
The problem is this cop all of a sudden figured out the times that I was at that bus stop, and I continued flipping him off and continued to get arrested.
So you had multiple charges, is what you're saying.
And so when I went to court, the prosecutor said, all right, here's the deal. You take this plea deal, and we'll drop all these other ones. I think that there were, like, three other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And or you take it to trial, and we're going to bring all of these back up. And you'll get charged with them, and... well, I said, nope, I'm not going to take the deal. And then, essentially, she offered me a suspended sentence. And so at that point, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll take the deal. Because,
yeah, the suspended sentence essentially means you can't do it again. If you
right,
do it again,
I have to keep my nose clean for the next 6 months.
6 months suspended sentence. Okay, got it.
But otherwise, it's a zero.
Or else how long? How long did they suspend? Usually there's an amount of time that you would go to jail that they've suspended for that 6 months. So what's the amount of time that they've suspended?
Up to a year.
So up to a year in jail. If you get arrested for any kind of major motor vehicle or misdemeanor or felony charge between now and 6 months, they could bring that suspended sentence back down on you. Doctor, thanks for the update on the case. Appreciate it. Let's continue with Jacob in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Good.
Well, I'd like to just say, you know, I'm a very strong supporter of law enforcement. My whole family's been in law enforcement all my life, you know. And I keep hearing all these people batting out from the police and because they keep saying they're doing wrong. And being a policeman, it ain't easy. Yeah.
No. There's a lot of challenges in
that
job.
Did you hear the police officer that called in a couple of segments ago and talked about the corruption that was endemic in his department?
Well, I heard something about that, but I didn't hear of him being a police officer. But
yep,
you know,
he was a police officer.
Oh, that was his claim.
Okay. Well, just think, being, you know, see all these people, you know, you deal with traffic stops, you deal with, you know, arrests for battery, domestic, everything, you know. And just think, like, I'm bringing this up because this is one of the big things that people are always talking about, the Black Lives Matter.
Isn't that what they're paid for, though? I mean, like, I'm not claiming that the job of law enforcement is delightful or anything like that. I certainly wouldn't claim that. But they generally get more than the average working person. They have a shorter working career. They only have 20 years on before they get a pension. They generally get better benefits than you or I working out in the sort of the free market. Yeah, I'm talking about optical, dental, medical, the whole deal. There's a pension instead of 401k. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm not saying it's an easy job. I agree with you. It's not an easy job.
Roofing's a hard job. So is garbage collection. But there's a lot of hard jobs out there.
Isn't that what the paycheck's for?
My father is a police officer, and my mom gets better benefits, better pay, and a bunch of other stuff better than he does.
What's she do?
What she do?
Yeah.
She's a librarian.
Oh, she works for the government, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, government jobs tend to pay well.
Hey, hold on there. I work for the government, too. I won't say which agency, but I don't get paid diddly squat. And I do my job because I love it.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Jacob. Look, the cops, it's not an easy job. They've got challenges, no doubt about it. But their job would be easier if they'd stop going after peaceful people and arresting people for, you know, not actually harming other folks.
No, it wouldn't. Because they would lose their jobs. If a police officer themselves, as one
single
actor,
if there was a policy change and
sure,
they didn't have to go after those people anymore, because then people wouldn't hate them.
But the average cop doesn't have control over that. Now, I'll say that when police unions and police chiefs go and testify in front of the state legislature, the local legislature, in order to keep crimes, you know, that have no victim crimes, that's when they truly step over the line, in my opinion.
If you didn't get on the air with us tonight, I apologize. We've got time for you tomorrow night. We're starting the show with our special guest, the one of the head programmers of Monero. But, of course, we'll open the phones up after that, and you can call in about absolutely anything. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.